Relevant Radio now presents the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity at our Relevant Radio Green Bay studios.
Well, thank you for joining us on the radio. We're watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Again, I'm Father Edward Looney and delighted to celebrate today's Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. At this Mass, we especially unite our prayers with the homebound, those in prison, and those unable to attend a Mass in person today. For those who are able, we encourage you to receive our Eucharistic Lord at your local parish to remember to keep holy your Sunday obligation. Christ, having risen from the dead, dies now no more. Death will no longer have dominion over him. Alleluia. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us humbly come before the Lord, calling to mind our sins, and so preparing ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever-Virgin, all the angels and saints, and to you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. O God, perfect light of the blessed, by whose gift we celebrate the paschal mysteries on earth, bring us, we pray, to rejoice in the full measure of your grace for ages unending. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The apostles and the brothers who were in Judea heard that the Gentiles too had accepted the word of God. So when Peter went up to Jerusalem, the circumcised believers confronted him, saying, "You entered the house of uncircumcised people and ate with them." Peter began and explained it to them step by step, saying, "I was at prayer in the city of Joppa, when in a trance I had a vision, something resembling a large sheet coming down, lowered from the sky by its four corners, and it came to me. Looking intently into it, I observed and saw the four-legged animals of the earth, the wild beasts, the reptiles, and the birds of the sky. I also heard a voice say to me, 'Get up, Peter, slaughter and eat.' But I said, 'Certainly not, sir, because nothing profane or unclean has ever entered my mouth.' But a second time a voice from heaven answered, 'What God has made clean, you are not to call profane.' This happened three times, and then everything was drawn up again into the sky. Just then, three men appeared at the house where we were, who had been sent to me from Caesarea. The Spirit told me to accompany them without discriminating. These six brothers also went with me, and we entered the man's house. He related to us how he had seen the angel standing in his house, saying, 'Send someone to Joppa and summon Simon, who is called Peter, who will speak words to you, by which you and all your household will be saved.' As I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell upon them, as it had upon us at the beginning. And I remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said, John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. If then God gave them the same gift he gave to us when we came to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, who is I to be able to hinder God? When they heard this, they stopped objecting and glorified God, saying, God has then granted life-giving repentance to the Gentiles, too. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Athirst is my soul for the living God. Athirst is my soul for the living God. As the hind longs for the running waters, so my soul longs for you, O God. Athirst is my soul for God, the living God. When shall I go and behold the face of God? Athirst is my soul for the living God. Send forth your light and your fidelity. They shall lead me on and bring me to your holy mountain, to your dwelling place. Athirst is my soul for the living God. Then will I go into the altar of God, the God of my gladness and joy. Then will I give you thanks upon the harp, O God, my God. Athirst is my soul for the living God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. I am a good shepherd, says the Lord. I know my sheep, and mine know me. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Lord.
Jesus said, Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever does not enter a sheepfold through the gate, but climbs over elsewhere, is a thief and a robber. But whoever enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens it for him, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has driven out all his own, he walks ahead of them, and the sheep follow him, because they recognize his voice. But they will not follow a stranger. They will run away from him, because they do not recognize the voice of strangers. Although Jesus used this figure of speech, they did not realize what he was trying to tell them. So Jesus said again, Amen, amen, I say to you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved, and will come in and go out and find pasture. A thief comes only to steal and slaughter and destroy. I came so that they might have life and have it more abundantly. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. The words of the Gospel may our sins be forgiven. Well, both in our first reading and our Gospel today, there's a few overlapping themes or parallels between the two. In our first reading, the apostles and the brothers heard that the Gentiles too had accepted the word, and Peter had to confront them and explain to them step by step, explaining why he did what he did. So people didn't understand. They needed him to walk through that. Our Gospel today, it says, although Jesus used this figure of speech, they did not realize what he was trying to tell them. So Jesus said again and kind of gives another teaching. So in both instances in our scripture readings today, there's kind of this uncertainty about what is being taught, that further explanation is required from Jesus and from the Apostle Peter. But people come to an understanding. They begin to know what it is that they both are trying to communicate. And then the second theme here in our first reading and in our gospel today is kind of, I think, looking at the notion of salvation for all people. So in our reading from the Acts of the Apostles, it seems that people are scandalized that they are kind of mingling with uncircumcised believers and such. And so Peter explains why he's doing it, revealed by God in this vision, etc. But then as he explains the power of the Spirit, he says, if then God gave them the same gift he gave to us when we came to believe in the Lord Jesus, who was I to hinder God? So Peter's saying their conversion right now, their acceptance of the gospel of Jesus, I can't stop them from believing, and I must allow them and with them and be with them as they walk that path of faith and belief. Well, similarly too, in our gospel, Jesus, talking about being the gate, says, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves, but the sheep did not listen. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. So Jesus is saying that salvation is possible for those who enter through him. And I think in our church and kind of in the world, we sometimes see these stories of conversion that might take place. Could even think about the conversion of St. Paul, you know, and how the early Christian community, a little bit reticent about that conversion at first until they saw that it was true and that he was authentically a believer. And so I think sometimes maybe we see someone who lived a life of dissipation and that they've come to belief in God and maybe we're a little dismissive of their conversion. It seems that what Peter would say or what Jesus would say today is that they are worthy of salvation too. That if they've come to belief, we should not stop or hinder them, that they should be able to pass through the gates. So for us today, hearing these words of Peter and Jesus, perhaps a renewed interest on our part to keep praying for the conversion of those who are away from God, that they might have the power and the working of the Holy Spirit active in their life, that they might respond to the voice of the Good Shepherd and come home to him so that they might have life with him forever. The Lord gathers us in prayer now, and so let us give voice to these petitions. For our Holy Father, that he will be protected in his papacy and lead the church and world to embrace God's mercy, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all Christians and people of goodwill, that on Earth Day we will renew our commitment to care for our common home and preserve it for future generations, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For strong marriages and family life, that spouses will be open to life and trust in God in the parenting and of their children, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who have died, and especially for the repose of the soul of Kathleen Mary Tibbles, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, for all of our intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
O Lord, our God, you are faithful. You hear our prayers as we give voice to these petitions. Be kind to us, the members of your flock, and bestow your graces upon us, so that we might be made worthy of your promises, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands, will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God, creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
With humble spirit and contrite heart, may we be accepted. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and for all of his holy church.
Receive, O Lord, we pray, these offerings of your exultant church. And as you have given our cause for such great gladness, grant also that the gifts we bring may bear fruit in perpetual happiness through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation at all times to acclaim you, O Lord, but in this time above all to laud you yet more gloriously, when Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. By the oblation of his body he brought the sacrifices of old fulfillment in the reality of the cross, and by commending himself to you for our salvation, he showed himself the priest, the altar, and the lamb of sacrifice. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land and every people exults in your praise, and even heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim. Holy, 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 holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, David, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, may we merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
At the Savior's command, informed by his divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ,
for the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not in our sins, but on the faith of the Church, and graciously grant her peace and in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Jesus stood in the midst of his disciples and said to them, Peace be with you, alleluia. For those of you watching or listening, this would be a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and the fervor of the saints. The body of Christ. The body of Christ. The body of Christ. The body of Christ. Body of Christ, the body of Christ, the body of Christ, the body of Christ, the body of Christ. Thank you. us pray. Look with kindness upon your people, O Lord, and grant, we pray, that those you are pleased to renew by eternal mysteries may attain in their flesh the incorruptible glory of the resurrection, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Well, thank you for joining us for Mass here at Relevant Radio today. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow at the same time, noon central. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Thanks
be to God. St. Michael, the Archangel.
Amen.
We are safeguard against the wickedness and the snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the divine power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. I beg pardon for those who do not believe, nor adore, nor hope, nor love you. Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I adore you profoundly. I offer you the most precious body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, present in all the tabernacles of the world, in reparation for the outrageous sacrileges and indifference by which he is offended. And through the infinite merits of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I beg of you the conversion of sinners. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at noon central on Relevant Radio. Video stream of the Mass on the Relevant Radio app and at relevantradio.com.
This is about bringing Jesus Christ to others. It's about giving hope to people who don't have any.
We're talking about the life and death of souls here. This is high-stakes stuff.
Bringing Christ to the world through the media.
It's full on. I found my way back to God.
Relevant Radio.